Our good friend John McGivern is in the studio with us right now and talking to your sister Colleen,
yeah,
who I talked to a few weeks back. She said that you are getting, I mean, you know, you're learning how to do a lot of stuff with Steve, you know, being around with Steve. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, you've talked about the scaffolding situation with him painting. And
And we're going through right now, I don't know, you know, we live in a building that was built in 1926, and I'm on the board of that building, of our condo building, of the condo association. And for the last 5 years, we have been saying we need to get this entire building repiped. Water pipes. Oh, Lord.
Are they freezing or
no,
what?
they're busting.
Okay.
Those 1926 pipes are busting all over the building. So the last 3 months has been about workmen, plumbers, and construction guys being in every unit of every apartment in the 188 units that we have in our condo building. And it has been, it's like, oh, my Lord. What plumber butt is in my bathroom right now? Oh, sweet Jesus. Who is all over our apartment? But I've learned a lot about plumbing. Risers that go from the eighth floor down to the first floor, and they go from each unit, they go from the eighth floor to the first floor and remove the one pipe that, and they have to do it in every, you know, in every apartment. And we live in an apartment that used to be three apartments. So we have three bathrooms that, at one point, for 4 days, we had no water. No water.
How many days?
4 days. No water at all. So thank the Lord there are some empty apartments that we could
use. Did you go shower at somebody else's place?
I went down the hall.
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
Hello? Do you mind if I use your bathroom? I've got some matches.
You got
to. He's like, come on! What am I supposed to do?
Knocking on the door.
I can't go to the bathroom.
John's standing there with a towel wrapped around him, bar of soap and some shampoo.
Right. And I'm 53.
And a shower cap.
I'm 53, so you know at 2 in the morning, it's like a pee.
Oh, man.
Four days, no water. Finally, I got, and can I tell you, I don't know if you know this, and you probably will be really surprised to know that I can be really crappy.
I just want to say, I am shocked.
This sunny disposition doesn't carry through 24/7?
Oh, no.
Okay.
The past month? Oh. I just want to apologize to everybody in my life for being the biggest bee ever. I mean, I'm
too
awful.
Late.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well. No, I'm just kidding.
So it's not only the water, it's the fact that I open a show. Open a show called The Mystery of Irma Vep, which, to be honest with you, has been one of the hardest projects for me to wrap my mind around. And when you come and see it, you will understand why it is going. You've got to see this show. It's really kind of remarkable. There's eight characters in the show, and there's only two of us playing them. You know, and three of the characters I'm playing are women, and it's huge dresses, and I have a body. I have a body suit with a huge rack. I'm like, at one point, I thought, I think I'm pretty.
Nice.
I do. I play Princess Pev Omri, who is an Egyptian princess, and it's a rack.
It's probably disconcerting to look down and seeing that, you know, kind of.
I kind of like it. I'm like, how do they how do you carry those around all day? You know, I'm in it for like 20 minutes, and I'm like, I gotta get these off.
Trust me. Yeah. I know. It's a curse sometimes, and I don't even have big ones.
John, tell us why it's been difficult for you to wrap your head around this. You've done so many things in your career.
I have, but these quick change shows, you know, where you know, and I did Fully Committed where I play 32 characters. Well, this one is, as I said, there's only four characters that I play, or five characters that I play, but they have to be developed. You know, that Fully Committed was really quick and all these different characters.
You didn't really change costumes and stuff from what I remember.
None. No costumes were changed at all. Here are the costumes. And there's a woman who has made these. It takes place in the late 1800s, and it's in a big old English manor with vampires and werewolves and a trip to Egypt. I mean, it's a huge, huge show. And she made these costumes. I wear Gibson girl hair, I mean, wigs and big Victorian gowns. And I mean,
do you have to put a girdle on?
I do a little Spanx.
Oh, sure.
Just a little something to break the waist in.
The modern girdle.
That's exactly
that's
right.
The modern girdle.
And do you know, she was a, I didn't realize, I just saw an expose on the woman who developed it. She was a stand-up comedian.
Really?
Before she started this. And then for she just fell upon this idea because
did her
she
fat
didn't,
hang over the top too?
Yeah. She's
muffin top.
Yeah.
Totally. No, she's really got a great shape, but she thought she looked a little bad from behind. And so she cut off. It started with cutting off the legs to her pantyhose and just wearing that, and then she developed this whole thing, and now it's a multi-million dollar.
Right.
Yeah, Spanx. I'm with
you. But you can always make it out though. You can kind of figure out who's got them and who doesn't because it's.
There's three gowns.
You know what I mean?
Three gowns in the show, and the one I'm like, wow, my way. I'm like, from far away, I bet I look really kind of great, but up close, I'm you know, a full,
are you
I'm
digging this? Are you digging this cross dressing stuff a little too much? Is that what I'm hearing?
I truly am not.
Okay,
I swear I'm not. But you know, if you got to do it, you do want to look pretty.
You just gotta. Yeah,
you know, you really want to.
You don't want to be an ugly. Yeah. No.
But, right. But I'm a big girl, though. It's like, wow.
People like him beefy.
Chris Tarian is playing two women, too. And, you know, Chris, he's 6'3", and he's got these broad shoulders. He walks in as the maid, and I'm like, wow, Jane, you're a broad girl.
All right. I got an email for John McGivern. This is from Gina in Germantown. Guys, I immediately thought of this email, and I had to forward it to you guys. Have a great day, Gina. From Germantown. Well, since we're an audio medium, I'm going to rely on you and the way you can describe this picture to people. It says, don't ever complain about your bra size.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Let me see.
Is that?
Oh.
Wow. Oh.
All right, Carol, I'm going to forward this to you. Maybe you can do a better job than just, oh, sweet Jesus.
She looks like she's carrying a small baby wounded mule.
Okay.
Wow, a mule.
All right, so I just forwarded that
to you.
She's
definitely packing something.
That's from Gina in Germantown.
Is it Gina in Germantown? That's
what No, that's not Gina. No. That's although I will say
Come on.
Going down. Go all the way down.
I can't really see it from here, but I can.
Here.
That's the amazing thing.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh!
Oh, my God. That has to hurt. Man.
Those are dinner plates on the end there.
I love the red pumps she's wearing, though, you know, because that offsets the naked outfit.
Well, God knows you got to go for the details, Carol.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think you'd find a bra for those at Goldman's.
No.
They're like, you know what they are? They're like garbage cans.
They're like a plyometric ball. You could be doing back stretches and crunches on those things.
Her back has got to hurt.
That
she's not doing
it. Thing.
You know what? I just want to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you see a picture of a woman who has breasts this large,
only
Carol Kane would notice her shoes.
Those are two Milwaukee goiters.
Wow.
Yeah, those are gigantic. What would you say? What size are those?
If I had to venture
a guess, I would have to go into the double Z's.
Yeah, like 80.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be.
So
like
your costume's not like that.
He's about that size.
About 140 double Z's.
You can't.
When your breasts hang, when the nippleage area is down by your knees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's.
Right.
Now, was there a time when those were perky?
Oh, yeah.
If she was perky, she wouldn't be able to drive a car.
No. Those headlights never faced forward. Ever.